Welcome into the 2018-2019 girls basketball season preview. Last season, the Lady Giants finished with a record of 17-8. Their season ended in the sectional championship game with a 5-point loss to Pike. The Giants opened their season with the same opponent they opened with last year, the Cathedral Fighting Irish. The Giants were victorious over Cathedral last year in a close one, 56-52 last year. The Giants also had big victories over Brownsburg in overtime, North Central, and Heritage Christian. After losing to North Central earlier in the year, the second time these two teams played, the Lady Giants were able to come out on top. Coach Joe Lentz has his work cut out for him in an attempt to replace senior guard Nia Clark, who averaged 16 points per game last year. She also had 291 points in 18 games. The Lady Giants, however, they do return three of their five starters this year, one of those being Embria Winsey. She returns to the lineup as a forward. Last year, Winsey scored 289 points for the Giants, and she averaged 11.6 points per game. Kira Goss returns to the team as well. Goss this year is expected to play a little bit larger role on the Lady Giants team with Nia Clark gone. Goss averaged 6.6 points per game last year. The team's leading rebounder also returns for the Lady Giants, Janaya Petty. She averaged 5.1 rebounds per game and served greatly down low under the post. Sherelle Newsom, the guard, returns as the team's third leading scorer in 2017-2018. Sherelle Newsom shot 57% from the field. She also shot 40% from beyond the arc, the highest percentage on the team. So Coach Joe Lentz has to replace seniors Bethany Blow and Nia Clark, who left the program last year. And there's a couple of names that get thrown around there in that conversation. Jada Coleman, Micah Jett, Dejanay Walker, Brianna Jones, and Darian Royston all have a shot at replacing these two outstanding seniors from last year's squad. Coleman scored 123 points last year. When you look ahead to 2018-2019, she's looking to be one of the dominant forwards on this Lady Giant squad. Micah Jett, a sophomore, looks to make her way into the starting job. Jett, who made a huge impact on the JV team last year, looking to carry her talents all the way over to the varsity floor. Dejanay Walker averaged 2.6 points per game last year, a total of 59 points on the year. Darian Royston totaled 72 points on the year last year, averaging 4 per game. And Brianna Jones, who had 25 points scoring and 1.4 points per game, she's looking to be serving as a rebounder this year. Let's take a look at the upcoming games for the Lady Giants. They open up the season again on October 30th here at home against Cathedral. Again, they defeated the Irish last year 56-52. Again, that game here at home. On November 3rd, they host a one-day shootout at Ben Davis. They play Hamilton Southeastern at 10 a.m. and at 4:30, they will face the Fishers Tigers. That is all the games for this week. Next week, we'll look ahead to week two of the Lady Giants girls basketball season and get you sent for those games next week. We'll also review the outcomes of the three games that are happening this week. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget you can catch all the games this year on WBDG Giant 90.9 FM. That is on TuneIn and on the Next radio app. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Grant Covey, and have a great day.